sorry, he's not here. Sorry. Face the camera, you smile, all the time, because it's here.
We have a Moshe Lowenstein.
Yeah, good evening. So I'd like to speak tonight on the topic about Oseh Shalom. So I wrote on the sign, what does a chazan, when he's finished Chazaras HaShatz, does he say Oseh Shalom Emunah? That was a shayla. So we'll get to that shayla then. It's all Be'ikah Shachas Mincha. Yeah, Be'ikah Shachas Mincha. Yeah. Oseh Shalom. Yeah, when he's finished his Chazaras HaShatz, does he need to say Oseh Shalom? We don't even think about it. When we finish Kriyas Shema, of course we know about that. When we finish Lashon Shema, so what happens with our Oseh Shalom? So I'll get that at the end. But I want to go a little bit and demonstrate and talk a little bit about Oseh Shalom. So the first thing we really have to know is quite a strong statement from the Gemara in Yuma. It says, HaMespalel Torah Shef Siyah Gimel P'siyas La'Choyov. If someone who davens has to go three steps back, if he did not go three steps back, he's better off that he wouldn't have davened. The Rashi says, it's quite a strong statement. Imagine you're going to a king and you're saying all good things about him, and then you ask him for things, and then the king goes to you, bye-bye, I prefer you wouldn't have come in the first place. It's quite a sharp statement, but therefore we have to know exactly how to do the Oseh Shalom. Now, there's three reasons why, there's six reasons really, but I'm only going to say three of them, why we go three steps back. The simple reason is like an eved that goes back in front of a master. But what's the episode is a bit more of a remez. So, Beis Yosef brings three different reasons. One reason is when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and he went through three different anonim. He went through Choshech, Anon, and Arafel. So when he came out, he went out also of Arafel, Choshech, and Anon. So three steps forward, three steps back, so therefore we go three steps back. That's a simple reason. Another reason is that at the end of the Avodah, it's not very well known, but Beis Yosef brings it from Rav Haigon, at the end of the Avodah on Mizbeach, just before he went down the Kevesh, the Kohen Gadol went in very small steps. He went Eker B'tzala Gudl, right? That I'll show you soon. Went three small steps before he went down the Mizbeach. And because we do our tefillah as a, like an Avodah, so we as well, when we finish our Avodah, we do three small steps. I mean, three steps, one leg in front of the other. And a third reason is, and that makes a nafkamina how many steps we do, is the Pasuk says, V'ragleim regel yishara, V'kaf ragleim k'kaf regel egel. So, ragleim is two steps. Regel yishara is a third step. I mean, just talking about the malachim, we're like malachim when we daven. We have our feet together. So, V'ragleim regel yishara, that's really three steps. V'kaf ragleim k'kaf regel egel, and is another three. The kaf regleim is loshen rabim, two more. Kaf regel is a sixth one. So how do we get these six steps? So kipshutoi is three steps back, and then when you finish, three steps forward. But we'll soon see how there are many that hold the frat chasidim. I think that's how the noyag, you do six steps all the way together.
What does regel mean? A step?
Regel. It doesn't have to mean a step, but we learn from that pasuk. I mean, you do step with a regal, right? But yeah, it's a remez. It's a remez we learn out from that pasuk. Yeah, regalem, yeah. So that is just the more of the reasons, the chorus, why we do Oseh Shalom. Now, how exactly do we do the Oseh Shalom? So there's many nekudas. The first nekudah we'll talk, which leg do you pull out first? So the answer is, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings, what is the reason? The reason why the Shulchan Aruch said you should do the left foot first. What is the reason why you should do the left foot first? Because which foot do you normally go with? A right hand and right foot, you go with the right foot. So when you want to go back and when you want to show, so as a kvedos, as a hardship, you do the opposite. You do the one that's slower. So when you go back, you always do the left foot first. To show us that kvedus. According to that, someone who's itayad should do the right foot first. That's how the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'alacha hold. There is another reason why you could do the left foot first, but we won't go into that. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah holds someone who's left footed should do the right foot and always do the weaker one first. When you go away, you do the weaker one first. Oh. Now, how exactly should you do the Oseh Shalom? So, you know, you can get sometimes a chazan that you see like this, right? And he's off cutting shoes or something, whatever. So, a person who's done like that has done at least five things wrong. Because, number one, Oseh Shalom, you should be doing bowing down like Baruch Atah all the way down. Now, before you say Oseh Shalom, when you're about to say it, then you have to put your feet back together, because you haven't finished Shemoneh Esrei. Just like Shemoneh Esrei, your feet have to be together, like a Malach has one foot. So too, when you finish your bowing back, before you Oseh Shalom, make sure your feet are together again. Now, I'll demonstrate the steps in a minute, but how do you do your Oseh Shalom? So, you're supposed to do, first on your left side, Oseh Shalom in Reimov. Why do you first do your left side? Because opposite you is the Shechina, who's on the right. So you first do your left side. Now, what do you say when you're on your left? You say, Oseh Shalom in Reimov. Now, when you go on the right, this is quite confusing, you're supposed to be saying, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. Now, Mishnah Berurah points this out, and V'loi K'moi Sh'Oisim Sh'Oimrim, Hu Yaseh Shalom. It's the same thing about Kaddish as well. You say, Oseh Shalom in Reimov, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. But you hear sometimes the chazan who would say, although grammatically it might make more sense, you say Oseh Shalom Reimov, Hu Yaseh Shalom, comma, and four words Aleinu HaKol Yisrael.
Only
the words. What?
Only the
words. No, when he does four words, he does Aleinu HaKol
Yisrael.
No, that's definitely wrong. You should be doing Oseh Shalom Reimov, it sounds more. Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu on the right side, and then V'alkol Yisrael v'imronim forward, and not Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu V'alkol Yisrael. So I looked around. I couldn't find a good reason why. Although it should be makes more sense Aleinu V'alkol Yisrael. It's like one paragraph, one sentence. But nevertheless, as I said, I pick up all of Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. I mean, I once told somebody. I heard them saying Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu V'alkol Yisrael. He did it as an oval and he kept on doing it. So I told him. No, does it not say you should do Oseh Shalom Aleinu? She said, it's different in Ogim. So, I don't know. I looked around, I couldn't find. The only thing I found, it says, Mefurash, V'loi Ko'imrim Aleinu HaKol Yisrael. Okay. Now, how exactly should he do the steps? So, the Shulchan Aruch says that he should be doing the steps Eker B'tzad HaGoyim. So, Eker B'tzad HaGoyim means he should put his thumb toe next to the heel. Now, the reason why he should be doing like this is because the Gaon says, on the Mizbeach, when they walked up, it says, V'leisala v'malus al Mizbeach. You should not give wide steps, because when that's V'leisala v'malus v'ashel v'sit gomar v'os v'alav. When you do wide steps, it's sort of, I mean, obviously they were with an inn and everything else, but it's sort of a gather, you could get to a Zakinu Erevo. So if you do very small steps, Eker B'tzad HaGoyim, that's the way they walked up in Mizbeach. So too, when we go back, we're going like Kohen and Avodah Zarah. You know, when you think about it, it's a different Avodah. You're going back to Kohen and Avodah Zarah, so small steps. It doesn't have to be exactly, you know, one foot behind the other, but it means small, Eker B'tzad HaGoyim, you know, within a very, very short space. Just literally your foot by your, but not, and anything less, if you do less than your toe by your ankle, then the Gemara Nagron hold is not called a step. And if it's not called a step, then we're back to what the Gemara says in Yuma, someone who doesn't go 3 steps back, the Hashem said, bye bye, and you wouldn't have done it. So that's why it's so important to do at least a complete step behind the other step. And not too wide, because that again, the Hashem is going to ask for. Oh, so the question that comes to mind is, what happens if there's no space? So, first of all, one has to know, is it like no space? Because Mishmur says, if there's someone in the way, it's a way for him to, he goes back to his Oseh Shalom. Or he can go sideways. It's Exodus. If there's really, really no space, then Shmuel says you can rely on the back, on the Rashba that says that there's no shear for steps. But we don't really pass that the Rashba because the Shulchan Aruch brings in there is a shear for steps. So if there's no Eitzah, there's no Eitzah. You have to have a different Rishon. But the way the Halacha requires, if there is space and you can try and find Eitzahs, your Eitzah, the Tzad Udu, get properly. Now, how many steps should you be doing? So, there's two shifts about this. In the Mishnah, we'll say first in the way the Mishnah would have Achriya. You should first do, let's talk about a right-handed person, right-footed person. So he does his left foot first. And then he does another, he takes his right foot and goes right back to the next, to behind it, behind the left foot. And when he's finished, he puts his feet together. So that left, he's together, all this is whilst he's bound. So it's left, then right, then he puts his feet together, and that's it.
Two steps.
No, that's called, it's like two steps, but the third step is putting your foot together.
Okay.
That's the way the Mishnah Berurah says.
Okay.
And that's where he's Machriya. Now, like I said before, one of the reasons is because of the Pasuk of Regulay and Regulay Shore, there's Mashmois of six steps, so I've seen many Hasidim the way they do this, and the Halacha brings that the second day up. You do six steps, that means you do left, right, and then again left, right together, and left, right. Okay? Basically, it's quite simple. You do your left and you put your right together, your left and right together, your left and right together. There is another minhag, but the Mishmur Machriya, the way in much shorter span, you just do left, then you pull your right back. And then you keep it together.
When he does Eshe Shalom,
three
steps back, and when he comes forward, it doesn't talk about it. Then the forward doesn't have to be as strict. So, the three steps back is klar. The first step is a small step like that. Then the next step is all the way back, and then you put it together. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Bi'alacha, and the Hasidim do that. They do one and then together. Another one, and then together, and another one, and together. That makes six. No, so I said that the reason why you do your left foot first is because you normally start walking with right, because that's the easier one. So when you go back away from HaKadosh Baruch, you want to do the harder one, with the slower one. So therefore you should do the left one first. Well, if you're left footed, then you should do the right one first. All this, all this is the same. Where is there enough gemina about the shliach tzibur Yisholim? So this is just a part of Eis Yisholim. Now, the shliach tzibur, what is with his Eis Yisholim? So the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the poskim that the Maharid, he says, the chazan does not have to do Eis Yisholim when he's finished the shliach tzibur. Oh, why? Because he's relying on the Kaddish Hashkavah. A long time, another quarter of an hour, whatever it is, he's relying on the Kaddish Hashkavah.
So of course comes to your mind, there's a big hefsek over here. There's tachnon, there's kriyas haTorah, and all that. So says the Mishnah Berurah, all that is not called a tachnon, because all that is Torah haTfilah. It's not called a hefsek, because all that is called Torah haTfilah. But out of the Mishnah Berurah, something which I never knew, and I don't know how many people know, that according to this, the Shatz must be very careful not to talk anything which is not a Torah haTfilah. So Mr. Rosenbaum already asked, can he be the Gabbah? So the truth is, I remember seeing one of the Sforum when I was doing the research. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah all the side. Now I think it's also Tzorcha Tefillah. You know, it's all part of Kriyas HaTorah. Anything which is necessary for Tefillah is all okay.
Selling the Aliyah.
Selling the Aliyah and all that, yeah. But anything, Tzorchat HaShmuz, then he's got a problem. If he thinks he can't control himself, then he should do it. It's a Shalom when he finishes Chazos HaShat. He's got an Eitzah. Another opportunity when it's important that the chazan should do with Yosef Shalom, if an oval, let's say there's two Avelim, and you want to swap over, but Asher Valetzion, you're not going to say your Kansha Skabel. Make sure to say Yosef Shalom 3 steps back. That's also the post game. Yeah, you have to do on the Ikka Kaddish, the Chiyuv Kaddish, which talks about Skabel Tzilosin, yeah.
So when you start.
Yeah, so that is something completely different. It's not even a chiyuv to do it at all. It's learned from a different makor. It's much less of a chiyuv. It's not Medina de Gemara, definitely not. It's the Mishnah Berurah brings it as sort of toiv. I don't remember the lashon, but much shvachra. There's no really one doesn't have to one doesn't really have to go 3 steps back and 3 steps forward. It's the minig. That's the minig.
In those places, the chazan sits down for tzachar, he doesn't do the oisus shalom.
No, that's what I'm saying. He should rely on his Kaddish. He's going to rely on his Kaddish after. Yeah, he can walk around. It's a Kiddush. No, we don't do it as a Shalom Echatzi Kaddish.
What?
We don't do it as a Shalom Echatzi Kaddish. So therefore, you have to do Yosef Shalom by Kaddish as well. Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah, if you do it,
that's what
you're trying to say. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah said the Soimech al Psiyah shel Kaddish she'acha uvol Tzion. No,
wait.
Oh, maybe he's swapping around.
It's part of the tefillah. It's different choyers.
Are not speaking. If you haven't yet said you're not, it's much stricter than when you finish your davening. There is a Mishnah Berurah in Chelil Beis that says the sicha ba'alma less longer to talk. I'm talking about not a chazan. To talk a little thing. If you finish your shul and you've gone back, a sicha ba'alma less longer. It's not so common to speak then. Anyway, just before we finish this inyan, so and I finish off that, like someone said about staying, one should be very careful to stay back when he's finished the shalom. And here again is a very, very strong lashon from the Gemara Yuma. The lashon is kivan sheposa gimel pa'om la'achayrav hasni boilin meikam. You should stay there. Moshe the Talmud, and if the rabbi, a Talmud who's gone away from his rabbi, in choizel alta, doime le kelev sheshov al kiyoy. He's like a dog who's vomited, and he's gone away from it, and he's going back, and he's eating it.
Oh.
This is how ekeldik it is when he's in such a rush, comes straight back, and wherever he does, he does. There's two different shotim. We'll get into that now. But the man said that it's very chomer, and one should be careful not to go back, not to go back straight away. The cholapachos, if there's no room, it's important to know. If there's no room, often very squashy in some shuls. If there's no room, then the Yevedi can go back after hilo, after waiting daladamas, or even better, as soon as the chazan has started borachatoch. But the best of the best is to wait until Kiddushah. Okay.